Hey, and welcome to the Amateur Tarot Podcast, the only podcast where two non-mystical hosts use the power of tarot to answer your burning advice questions.
You were just listening to co-host Ben, who does not have a beard and loves to read books.
And that was your other co-host, Brian, who does have a beard and also moonlights as Santa during the Christmas season. What we do on this podcast is we take two questions from listeners and answer their questions using the power of the tarot. And there are a lot of different tarot spreads. Some of them are really complex.
But since we are wholly unqualified, the spread we use consists of just three cards, which, in the order we draw them, indicate the recent past, current actions, and future outcomes. We've been doing this for about 3 weeks now, and we've had great success with our readings and not such great success with our sound quality. So we'll keep exploring and experimenting and trying to grow that sound quality. You just keep
exploring and growing your own life.
Yes.
Make that better and we'll make our sound quality better.
So we'll answer the questions. And then at the end, we're going to also reveal a card that will speak to all of us as far as like what to ruminate on during the week.
All right, let's dive in.
Let's dive in.
Karen asks, how should I deal with a workplace I feel is unethical? I recently caught the executive director at my job in some dishonest dealings, and while it does not directly affect me, I no longer feel any love for my job or my team despite being there for 10 years. We have flipped over the Ace of Wands reversed, the Two of Swords reversed, and the Ten of Pentacles. So let's dive into the interpretation. So the Ace of Wands is your recent past card, Karen, and upright, the Ace of Wands represents a divine offering or a breakthrough moment. It's a time when you gain an exciting new perspective on the world. Now, reversed, it represents the opposite in some ways. It still represents a divine offering and a new way of seeing the world, but in this case, an outcome that you're not so excited about, which makes sense. This revelation that your boss is involved in these sort of dirty dealings has sapped your energy and left you feeling uninspired. And it's sort of a new way of seeing the world that's negative rather than the typical positive feelings of inspiration and motivation that are typically associated with this card. So you've probably found yourself asking, you know, is this what you really want? Or is there something else out there? Should I jump ship? And you're probably feeling frustrated or impatient. You know you need to move forward. You know you need to make a decision. And you're just not sure what the right decision is or when you should make it. And that leads us into the Two of Swords, which is a card that's all about making an important decision. We see a woman sitting in front of an ocean. She's got two balanced crossed swords in front of her, which speak to this idea of two sides of a problem. And the blindfold over her eyes indicates that she's having trouble seeing the problem or the solution clearly. And since this is a swords card, it implies that the decision needs to be made using intellect rather than emotions. You need to weigh the pros and cons of a decision and then pick the one that is best. Upright, the decision could be between, you know, two good things or a good thing and a bad thing, but reversed, it speaks to the decision being one of a rock and a hard place where there's no good outcome, but you're going to have to make this decision nonetheless. And perhaps that's why you're feeling frustrated. That's why you're feeling impatient, because you have to make this decision and you know that neither is exactly what you want. But the spot of good news is that the sort of waxing moon on the card indicates this new beginning arising from the decision. And it may not be the best new beginning, but a new beginning nonetheless. And then the future outcome card, the upright Ten of Pentacles, is really opposed to the first two cards in our reading, and opposed in a good way because it's a very, very positive card. It's a card of culmination and fulfillment. It shows a man sitting in his garden, surrounded by his wealth, surrounded by his family, and just kind of living in this situation of abundance. And it's a card that comes as a result of an improved career path, strong family ties, and positive relationships. But it's also a card about balancing the short term and the long term. You know, the man wouldn't be able to create such an abundance on a shaky foundation. And by foundation, you know, everything, you know, family life, work, personal values, all of that. So what this reading says to me is that right now you're sort of stuck between this rock and a hard place. On the one hand, you know, it's easy to stay at your job. You've been there 10 years. You're very comfortable and you can just keep on keeping on as you've always been doing it. You put your head down and do the work and ultimately you're going to make it. But on the other hand, you're not happy. You sort of feel like the rug's been pulled out from under you and you're not sure which way to go right now. You don't feel stable. It's not a solid foundation. It's not the foundation upon which you're going to achieve lasting success. And since the Ten of Pentacles is the future outcome card, I think I see it as a distant future outcome. Ultimately, you're going to be able to achieve abundance and success, but that starts with a more stable, a more positive foundation than the one you're on right now.
Janet asks, with the recent changes in my life and family, how should I approach a possible big change? My mom passed away unexpectedly in March, and it's just my sister and I now that I own the property. We don't want to sell it and want to keep it in the family. I'm divorced and my kids are basically out of the house, so I've been tossing around the idea of selling my house and buying my parents' farm and building a house there. It's a huge step for me because it's just me and a huge financial commitment. So the spread that we got here is the Five of Pentacles reversed, the Six of Wands reversed, and the Page of Wands upright. The Five of Pentacles reversed is a generally positive card. The Five of Pentacles is kind of a dark card, so when it's reversed, that's more positive. It speaks to a resolution of difficulties in the recent past, particularly economic ones. Maybe there was some help extended or a new job. Maybe it's just growing out of a dark time and feeling more like yourself, more like you're able to move forward. It can also mean that you've been feeling displaced or like you don't fit in, and you maybe can't quite pinpoint why. And that might be because you're focusing too much on money matters and not as much maybe on your quality of life. So that takes us to our immediate action card, which is the Six of Wands reversed. And the reverse Six of Wands shows us that right now is a time of doubt, particularly in your own potential, your own opportunity for success. You might be feeling like a failure overall. You're looking to others for the support and comfort and confidence that you need in order to keep driving forward, to keep going. And maybe things that you're expecting to happen haven't happened yet, and that's affecting your self-confidence also. The reverse Six of Wands points to that, but it also hints that a new environment might suit you well. It gives you a clean start as opposed to dwelling in the perceived failure or loss that you're living in right now. And then finally, the reverse Six of Wands also kind of calls on you to narrow your focus. Do a few things and do them well and dive in all the way with those selected things. Seems like as your metaphorical nest becomes closer to empty, you should be able to really excel at the choices you make moving forward. Then that takes us to your future outcome, which is great. We're looking at the Page of Wands. He's a really cool guy. He's just out walking and he's like shouting his plans out to the world. He's the embodiment of passion and freedom. And he is a bit naive. He's just overwhelmingly excited about the future, but he's also free to do what he wants. This card really speaks to change on a strong, positive level. The Page of Wands as your future outcome seems to say that you'll be starting a new phase of your life. Follow your drives and nurture your inner desires. If you keep a level head, his naive ambitions can be leveraged into something truly life-changing. Watch out for being too impulsive or expecting others to fall in line with everything you're wanting. Just keep your cool and move forward with a steady pace. Nothing is a sprint. There's no decisions that have to be made immediately. But know that a large change could be very positive right now. That's what the Page of Wands is saying.
Well, thank you very much to Janet and Karen for submitting your questions. Hopefully, our amateur tarot advice is helpful to you.
So now, as promised, for everybody that's listening,
except Janet and Karen.
Well, also Janet and Karen.
Everyone that's listening.
So for everyone that's listening, as promised.
And for everyone not listening.
Yes. Also, literally every human being.
And 7 billion of you.
Animals. Cars.
Some inanimate objects.
Sentient robots. This
AI.
Is, ooh, yeah. This is our card of the week that we're flipping over. And today we have a reversed Three of Pentacles.
And the reversed Three of Pentacles speaks to a lack of teamwork or general dissatisfaction with your professional group. As you can see on the image of the Three of Pentacles, if you Google it, you probably can't see it right now because you're driving or walking your dog or cooking dinner. But if you were to look at a picture of the Three of Pentacles, it shows three men inside of a cathedral, and they're building the cathedral.
They're cooperating so hard.
But reversed, it speaks to this lack of cooperation and this lack of teamwork.
Yeah, so possibly in your work environment, there's a lot of competition and a lot of one-upmanship. Possibly you're trying to be a good team member, trying to use teamwork, but it's getting harder and harder due to power imbalances or just egos.
So to turn this card upright, take some time to think about your place in the group and if you even need to be a part of this group. You know, if you're not able to perform at your best, whether because you're competing with other people in the group or maybe you've lost some passion for the project, maybe you're not getting what you need out of that interaction and maybe it's time to move on.
So the reverse Three of Pentacles could also show that you're looking for more professional status or recognition at your work. Maybe you've taken a back seat for a while and you're ready to move up. You want more leadership responsibilities, or you want to work with a different group of people who see you as an asset as opposed to as a competitor.
Or maybe you're just bored.
We've all been there. There's also the part of the Three of Pentacles that's not about how other people are not doing the right thing and how your work needs to...
What Brian's trying to say is maybe it's you.
Okay, sure. Okay, maybe it's you. Take some time and do some self-assessment. Figure out if you're complacent. Can you be doing more? Can you be bringing more to your work? And then ultimately, make sure that you're setting goals that are realistic, that are in line with what you're supposed to do. Make sure that you can measure your progress towards those goals. Really hold yourself accountable for making those goals a reality.
So to sum up, the reversed Three of Pentacles, think about this week teams that you're a part of and think about if you still want to be a part of those teams, if you're contributing as much as you should be to those teams, and then how in the face of that you're going to move forward with these groups, either contributing more, getting everybody back on the same page with that same energy of excitement that you started, or perhaps leaving that team altogether.
Well said, Ben.
Thanks, Brian.
Right now is the time of the show where we thank all of you for listening, for putting up with us.
Especially all our car and AI listeners.
True. And animals.
And if you're any of those things or a person, you can find our website where we post pictures of the spreads that we revealed at amateurtarot.tumblr.com. Or if you have a question of your own, you can email us at amateurtarotreading@gmail.com. And hopefully we can read your three-card spread in a future episode.
We also do kind of during the weekdays, a daily card, like we just did a weekly card. And it's a shorter thing, but we do it on the Twitter at Tarot Amateur, and we just post a picture of a card and kind of some keywords about it. You can also find me on Twitter at Zen Iron Man.
And if you want to find me, I don't use Twitter that much, but you can check out my website at imakingallthisup.com, where I write a weekly blog that has nothing to do with tarot and mostly just topics about creativity and helping people, helping creative people make more stuff that matters.
Until next week, this is Brian
and Ben
signing off.